the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media Radio.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Another round of Supreme Court opinions again today after yesterday's bombshell decision striking down affirmative action policies in college admissions.
In a 6-3 decision, the court's conservative justices declared the admissions policies at the two schools at the center of the case, Harvard and the University of North Carolina, violate the Constitution's guarantee of equal protection of the laws.
ABC's Justin Finch. The High Court still has to release opinions on President Biden's student loan forgiveness program and on LGBTQ rights. Today will be one of the busiest travel days of the year ahead of the 4th of July holiday, but airline cancellations and delays continue. More than 600 flights canceled Thursday alone and more than 7,000 canceled since last Saturday. And another night of violent clashes between police and demonstrators on the streets of France, sparked by the killing of a teenager by police this week. This is ABC News. Around the country, fire departments are holding memorials to mark a deadly day 10 years ago.
These are their voices, the last radio transmissions from the Granite Mountain Hotshots, a team of wildland firefighters from the Arizona city of Prescott, as they got into their shelters, tinfoil-like blankets used as a last resort when overrun by a wildfire.
And I'll give you a call when we are under
The flames burned over their shelters, killing the 19 men inside. The deadliest day for firefighters since the September 11th terror attack.
ABC's Alex Stone. The last surviving sibling of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. has died. Christine King Ferris joined her brother in the 1965 March for Voting Rights in Alabama, the 1966 March Against Fear in Mississippi. King's older sister was 95. Today's the deadline for Hollywood studios to strike a deal with the Actors Union or face a possible walkout. Tom Rivers, ABC News.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
Hey, this is Petty Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Matinere.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Coming to the Greater Green Bay Area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Good morning. And I'm going to say it every single time while that music is part of our bed. When we say simply the best, we are not saying that you and I are simply the best, no matter what you think.
What?
It is actually that the City of Green Bay, our community, Why? Is the best.
Why? No, you're right. We're celebrating, and that will be our, what is it, bed music? I
yeah,
never heard
good.
That term.
You're getting into the radio lingo.
I thought that was called play-in music.
No, it's called a bed. Music bed.
The music bed.
The music bed.
Okay, I won't go there, but that okay. is not what I refer to as music bed.
All right.
So, okay. Anyway, you're right, Johnny. No, you're right. We chose that music.
To represent the community.
When Luke called and he said, what do you guys want for? He didn't say bed music. He said to me, what do you want for your playing music? But maybe he understood that I wasn't the pro you
right,
are.
Right.
So he talked in very simple terms.
You're anyway, semi-pro now.
I'm getting there, John. Thanks to you.
Thanks.
So anyway, he
it's gonna be a long process. Yeah. you're not exactly that 20-year-old up and comer. You know what I mean?
I am. I'm a work in process.
The young phenom.
I am a work in process. Mm-hmm. But
you're a savvy veteran.
There you go. Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Green Bay, this community was chosen. And we talked about this. Is the reason we picked that music? And he also called the week Tina Turner died. I just want to
it
say
was
that
the same week. Yeah.
It was, and he called and he goes, hey. I'm working on your show. You know, what do you want for a logo and colors? And I'm like, I'll talk to Johnny about that. He goes, what do you want for playing music? And I said, I don't know. Tina Turner just died. And, you know, we just won this award for being the number one community in the United States. And you take all these MSAs, right? These metropolitan statistical areas. And ours is about 360,000 people. And they did this survey and they looked at crime rates. They looked at housing costs. They looked at amenities, just what's kind of going on in the community, education. And that's amazing if you think about that. I mean, you've done your share of traveling, and I've been in every state in the United States.
Have you really?
I have.
I haven't.
A lot of people have. But once you get Alaska and Hawaii out, right, it becomes a little easier.
Blake, when were you in Vermont? Why were you in Vermont?
A friend of mine lives up there.
New Hampshire.
And, it was the same trip.
Maine.
I gotta tell you a little Maine story, Johnny.
How long is this going to be?
It would be quick. I just want to tell you, but it's worth it. It's interesting. I had been.
I've never heard of an interesting Maine story. No. Let me tell you about the time I was in Maine. Did I ever tell you about that? It was nuts. Unbelievable. Syrup all over the damn place. Couldn't get away from it.
No, that would have been
all right,
Vermont.
Go ahead. I got diabetes from it.
Vermont. Maine is lobster.
They inject you with it. It's incredible.
That's Vermont.
Man. Okay.
Anyway, I had been in 49 states for like. And I'd never had been to Maine, been to Boston. And to me, to be in a state, you know, people cheat, they drive through it. That doesn't count for me. To me, to be in a state, you have to spend the night. You have to spend the night and see an attraction.
Because, like, you can't just fly and I was at the Atlanta airport, I've been in Georgia. I agree.
No. And even driving through, some people drive to Florida. Oh, I've been through all these states. Like, no, I don't think so. Anyway, that was like my little rule. And,
when were you in Wyoming?
I had a job where I was the West Coast regional sales manager for Little Rapids Corporation, a company here in Green Bay.
I did not know
and,
this.
And that paid for a lot of my travel.
Oh, okay.
So I would go. I had
your clients in Wyoming.
I did.
Wow.
I did. I did.
Okay.
One.
Are you done with the main story or no?
No, okay. I'm trying.
All right. Go ahead.
But yeah. So.
Can't wait.
So anyway, yeah, Johnny, just.
Go ahead. The floor is yours.
The story's not going to be that good
because you keep interrupting. But go ahead now. Go ahead.
All right, so here it is. I had been. It probably was 7 or 8 years. I'd been to Boston. I said, "Should I just?" But to drive into Maine and then go back, that doesn't count, right? I want to spend the night. So, I was on a flight to DC to go to DC, and which I went to a lot when I was mayor. Did I tell you that?
Yeah. Hail Caesar.
Okay. And I was on the plane, and it was obviously full, like maybe oversold. And the guy comes on and he said, look, I need one person to volunteer for $1,000 to get off this plane.
You know, I've done that like 10 times and I've never actually used my certificate.
Well, see, I hit the button right away.
Okay.
And he said, okay, off the plane. Got off, called my wife. I said,
no, I have been told to get off a plane, but I didn't get a certificate. But go ahead.
And I said, look, it was $1,000 and it was a travel thing. It wasn't
Yeah, voucher.
Now they give you, but it was a travel voucher on Delta. Anyway, the guy said, I took that $1,000 and I called up and said, we're going to Maine. So then like the next week, I went to DC, came back, maybe it was a week after that. And we just used the voucher and we went to Maine and spent a week there. And
nice.
That's a beautiful, you know, we did the Kenny Bunkport, right? Where
Was
that the bushes that were there? Yeah, right.
Okay.
And then we.
I don't know. I'm just. Go ahead.
Like I do. I'm the politician.
Yeah, that was George Senior.
Yeah, he did.
Yes, George Senior had one there.
We went on the boat cruise, just to the different islands, and we had lobster and. Just went a lot of covered bridges.
Yeah.
Does that do anything for you? There are these like bridges you go over.
You know what? I used to be a big Clint Eastwood fan.
Okay, there you go.
The only Clint Eastwood movie I didn't like was The Bridges of Madison County. Remember that?
There you don't go.
Okay.
Yes. Anyway,
really? That's your most exciting life? You're driving around taking pictures of bridges?
A lot of them.
This is Clint Eastwood. I interviewed him one time, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, really tall. You know, he was skinny.
He was the mayor of... Carmel.
That's right. Carmel, California.
He was. Yeah.
Did you meet him at any conferences?
Was that... No, I wasn't mayor then.
Okay. You know what my brother was
the Hog's
mayor?
Breath?
Did you know that my brother was mayor of Negaunee?
Well, with your family, 8 votes, I can see where he did it.
How about this? My brother was the sheriff, the county sheriff, and my brother was the mayor.
That is not a good idea.
Well, it just tells
me I would not... Well, you would be my friend if that were the case. That's for sure. Anyways,
he got in a little bit of trouble one time. Because he was also a school bus driver, and a deer got hit, okay? So it's fresh meat. So we'd make, sausage out of the deer, the venison. And he, tied it on the back of the bus bumper.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
No. So they got some complaints.
That is so...
Yeah. Yeah.
That is so Negaunee. Jeez.
Yum.
You kids want to get off the bus and tie that thing on?
I think it wasn't so bad.
Beef jerky in the morning.
I guess it wasn't so bad until the rope got loose and he started dragging it. May have lost a couple of votes then.
Anyway.
So anyway.
That beautiful. So
we're done with Maine?
Well, we are. I just could say that after, and I spent the week there, it was very relaxing. That's a beautiful state, and people were friendly, and... what was nice, the reason I talk about Maine probably more than some of these other states is it was the last state, and it really felt good to really get the shirt. You can buy a shirt of all 50 states. The other thing I did, you talked about what going to the states. I collected coffee cups.
Okay.
So I got a coffee cup from every state.
Ah!
Big deal.
But most people collect like shot glasses. You collect
I know.
Coffee cups.
Oh, people collect T-shirts, but they shrink.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's what you're blaming it on?
After 20 years, they do. They shrink.
Oh. Hi, Amy.
Hi, guys.
Amy is here from Anchor Coffee, and she has been wonderful all week long. We're going to have 1 week in. Can you believe that by the time we're done here today?
I haven't slept in a week.
I bet you haven't. Yeah. But what she brought over, aside from some delicious coffee, is a whole bunch of the candy she sells at her other place in Howard, right?
Suamico,
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I never know the difference if you're in Howard or Suamico.
Neither do they.
Lineville. You have to go to the left or the right of Lineville.
Well, like the high school. Is that Howard or Suamico?
Suamico.
That is Suamico. Okay. All right. But anyway, my...
But they all call themselves Green Bay.
Piggly Wiggly is on the other side of the road, so it's Howard.
So the Lineville is the dividing line?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the name of that restaurant again that Coach Wicks from UW Green Bay said it was his favorite restaurant so far? It's in the boxcars out there.
Right down Von Fell.
Now
on
it's
left
called
hand
the Iron Duck.
Iron Duck. Okay.
So Johnny and I last night, when we were getting ready for this show, believe it or not, we do prepare for this show. We're gonna have a little trivia. Mm. And one of the questions, now that we know the answer, we'll probably go to another question, was and he asked me last night, he goes, what was the name of the coach's favorite restaurant? I'm like, I wasn't listening. All so right. Okay, but now we know it's the Iron Duck.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, but now we can't say, because one of the other questions is going to be, what's his favorite pizza place?
All right, let's not talk about that now. Yes. But we will, that's going to be, and we have some great prizes.
We have some amazing prizes to give away today.
From two of our guests.
You did an amazing job. Was that Brian Johnson and Jeff Merkus?
Yeah,
that was
I still, even though I'm not the mayor anymore, I did, they were great about, look, I'll see what I can do. And they called back like 2 hours later and said, look, I've got gift certificates for, we'll talk about it, but we have great gift certificates. And what's cool, it's a little timely, but we talked about the fireworks coming up on the 4th, and at Light Park, they have a VIP area where you get your own chair, and it's a great view because you can see the obviously the lower display as well as the fireworks and music, and that's a $15 ticket. You can get that online, but they gave us, what, six of them? Eight of them?
Yeah.
What did I get?
Eight of them.
Okay, so we're going to give those away this hour.
I love this. I was watching the texting thread with you guys. And he's like, we've got four. And you're like, can we get eight? It was like, oh, okay. Wow.
That is true. Yes. I But anyway, we have to make sure we have that many listeners. No,
by the way, I went past your family's plaza last night in Two Rivers.
Oh, yeah.
And it was jam-packed with people. There was an Elvis impersonator.
Cool.
And it was just like everybody in Two Rivers turned out for that.
We're excited about that. At every community.
The Schmidt Plaza.
What's the Schmidt Brothers stage?
Yeah.
But every community needs that sense of community, right? A place to gather. And we have the city deck, and hopefully right across the street here, we're going to have a, what we're going to call that, the green space, a little bit more of a plaza area.
And down here?
Well, that's what we're looking at. Remember the mayor talked about a little bit, the downtown, the future plans, and that's something he's looking at.
Was I here?
Anyway. Those community areas, you know, Appleton has great areas, Kaukauna, every community, if they don't have one, they should have one because, people like to congregate. They like to get together, and especially if the city or someone can put on a free venue, and I don't know if they charge for that Elvis thing, probably not, but it's fun to get out, and what a beautiful night last night it was just to get out and enjoy some music.
I got in a scuffle with an Elvis impersonator one night. That was bizarre.
Was that at the Radisson?
No, it was at the Chicago Street.
Just an Elvis thing. Okay. When I was mayor, they asked me to come and
Can I just jump in real quick? That was also the night I could have gotten a big thing from the health department for a bad thing I did.
Okay.
I
want to tell my Elvis story because I was a judge for an Elvis contest. And I picked the winner.
You want me to do some Elvis?
No, thank you.
I do a little Elvis.
Let's go to break, and then we'll come back, and right. I'll take it. So we're WGBW, the talk of Green Bay.
Mine on the mayor.
Has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, BOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO. 608-949-8989.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW. Hey,
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear today, with daytime highs approaching 86. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 64. Tonight, partly cloudy. A mix of clouds and sun again. Tomorrow, highs around 83. Upper 70s. Sunday, turning warmer on Monday, with highs in the low 80s. Once again, high of 86 today. Lows level off around 64 tonight. High of 83 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 64.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
Oh, good song, little Fleetwood Mac.
That's right.
Stevie Nicks. Did you see them in concert? I saw Stevie Nicks in concert here in Green Bay years ago. She was just sensational. I've always loved Stevie Nicks. You?
I don't know. Fleetwood Mac, though. That was my time.
Right? Kind of had a thing for Stevie Nicks back in the day.
Yeah, I think most guys did.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Farrah Fawcett.
Well, of course.
Did you have that poster on your wall in school?
Did you?
Yeah.
Come on. Who did that?
I'll bet you.
Wait a minute. Wait, you were in college then. You would have been in college.
I know. And I said I had that poster on my wall in college. And my roommate was, that was, everybody had with that red bathing suit.
I did. Okay.
Not half, but a lot of, I'm a politician.
I bet we don't have 10 people listening that had that poster up.
No, I think people who are our age had Farrah Fawcett's poster on their wall. That red.
Do you mean that 10 people had the poster or 10 people listening?
Oh,
no.
Wow.
Oh, that hurt. That hurt. All right.
Hey, boy.
We want to thank Daily
I think I'm going to run to Quick Trip, get some
coffee. Right, I was going to say. Yeah. We want to thank Daily Buzz for the coffee.
Wow. Here we go.
Don't ever do that again.
Yeah. We got a lot of time to fill.
Anyway, I know he the bed music he used was Stevie Nicks, but we were talking about Elvis.
Yes.
And I want to just tell you that I was asked to be a judge of an Elvis contest at the Radisson.
Okay.
This is probably 2004, 5, 6, something like that. Get this. The band that they had four impersonators. And this was a big deal because the winner went to Vegas. Free trip.
Okay.
Here's your scarf. The band that they had, the drummer was the original Elvis drummer.
Come on.
Yeah.
He's from around here?
No.
Oh.
No, they brought him in. This was a big
big
deal. This was like paid. I don't know how much it cost to see the show, but I am not a big collector of autographs, but there's a couple I have. One of them was he signed those t-shirts. He signed it for me.
Okay.
I just think that's really cool. And I said, "How was it working for Elvis?" And he said Elvis just didn't want any hassles. Like he I get in here in the morning, I'm a little wound up. Elvis, he didn't want any questions, any problems. He said he was just wanted everything to go really smooth. So I think that was really cool.
Elvis-like. You're much like Elvis. I've thought that before.
I'd have a blue day. But Elvis, he said working with him was, he just didn't want any hassles in travel and food.
All right.
But what a cool guy to meet, right? A guy who was actually the original drummer. And if you're going to have a band.
This is for you.
Right. Good bass player, good drummer. And
very
he can
nicely
keep
done.
Anyway.
Nicely done.
Thanks,
Carly. What's your favorite Elvis song?
I Can't Help Falling in Love.
Okay. Mine is Kentucky Rain.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
That guy. Have you been down to Graceland?
No. Did you watch the Elvis movie with Tom Hanks?
No.
I didn't like it.
Yeah.
You guys see that movie?
No.
Oh, I didn't like it. Todd, did you see that movie? Not good, right? Did you see it, Carly?
Carly doesn't know who Elvis is.
Carly would be like, Disturbed?
Who's Elvis?
Rage Against the Machine?
Who's, yeah, no.
Yes. All right. Elvis Costello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carly brings the average age of the team down.
I know. Right? The mean. Right. Oh, can I tell you why I almost got, I probably could have gotten a big fine from the health department.
Oh, yeah. The Elvis thing. That's right. I really don't listen to you, but yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
It was a celebrity bartender thing and a fundraiser.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. So for 2 hours, I was making drinks. Okay. Doing a good job. Very healthy drinks, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Doing an extra little something, something. Actually, that's how my mom met my dad. That's another story. I'll tell you that one sometime. So my mom was working. Well, I'll tell you the story somewhere. So anyway, so I'm making all these drinks. So then the regular waitress comes in and she grabs a couple of drinks, empty ones, and throws them into the ice bin. I said, whoa, what are you doing? You can't throw those in there. She goes, why not? I said, well, those are old drinks. Why are you throwing them in there? She goes, that's the old ice bin. She goes, why? I said, well, that's where I've been using the ice from all night to make drinks.
Oh, nice.
And I was wondering why there are little pieces of like cherry and orange in there that I was picking out. I thought, they got to take better care of their ice bins.
Oh, God. You're
true story.
Really? Yeah. You saw those bits and pieces, fragments?
I picked them out.
I don't believe that.
Oh, trust me. I can get somebody on the phone right now that will verify that happened. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank God the place burned down.
So I've done that celebrity.
I don't mean that in a good way. I'm just saying, you know, how the evidence is gone.
Those are great fundraisers. And, you know, I told you eventually I want to start talking about, you know, people getting involved. But being a celebrity bartender or just being a bartender for a nonprofit, that is a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
People are great. The tips are great. And
I've always wanted to be a bartender.
Right.
Yeah.
It's great. And usually the money goes, you know, I know breast cancer does that. And there's a couple of organizations that do that. And, you know, not that I was a celebrity, but I was mayor. And they,
Caesar!
They, it was, I don't
know. How many times has he said that?
I had
seven times so far. Okay. And the day is young.
Okay. All right. That'd be it. Yeah. No, I'm probably
only
not.
Been 26 minutes.
Right. Yes. 26 minutes in.
Anyway. That is a fun thing to do. So there's so many ways to volunteer, and that's one of them. And again, that's why we're the number one city, right, Johnny?
Absolutely. I mean, no
community,
question about
so
it.
So that was a lot of fun. But yes, Elvis was great. The contest was great. And I just want to end that, my little story. I picked the winner.
Okay.
I did. So I like to think I have a little bit of an ear for that.
Well, and no,
I
love okay. So your dad was a famous singer.
Yeah.
Okay. And again, we've mentioned, I'm never going to say, because this will be part of a trivia question down the road here, but he was on some big time TV shows.
He was.
Six
albums.
Do you have that gift for barbershop?
So everybody in high school has to make a little side hustle money, right? You know, cutting lawns, whatever, working in a grocery store.
You know what I did?
Do I want to know? Yeah, go ahead, Johnny.
Sold night crawlers.
See, that's the kind of
every night I'd go out and I would pick worms.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the kind of stuff they did. So you know what I did?
You know how much I got?
I don't even remember what I got.
I got 2 cents a piece. 2 cents a nightcrawler.
That doesn't sound too bad.
That wasn't bad.
You know?
I mean, I was 13, so it's just, you know, bought me smokes and beer.
Yeah, that's a good thing to spend money on in high school. So that's... I sang in a barbershop quartet.
You did? And you got paid for it?
I did.
Okay.
So it was with the cummerbunds, you know that thing that goes around your arm?
No. Hang on. We're going to start a quick break. We'll be back. And we're going to come back with our trivia. We'll be back. Mind on the Mayor. The Talk of Green Bay. Back right after this. Everybody, let's roll.
Summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. After the bombshell Supreme Court opinion outlawing affirmative action in college admissions, two more major opinions are expected today.
The Supreme Court will decide whether some businesses can refuse to serve LGBTQ customers on account of free speech. It's a case with major implications for anti-discrimination. discrimination laws across the country, and they'll decide the fate of President Biden's student debt forgiveness plan. More than 43 million Americans are eligible for relief under that plan, but is it legal? The Supreme Court will let us know what they think.
ABC's Devin Dwyer. New York Congressman George Santos due in court today, facing a 13-count indictment for fraud, money laundering, and theft of public funds. And in Florida, a not guilty verdict for Scott Peterson, the former school resource officer cleared of charges, accusing him of failing to protect students and staff killed in the Parkland school massacre in 2018. This is ABC News.
Welcome to the Main Street Cafe. You are in Bloomer, a few miles north of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. A small town, 3,000 people, but there are big things happening at the cafe.
Every year, on the average of about 150,000
pies. 150,000
pies
and more than 65 varieties made, sold, and enjoyed here. But can you guess which is the most popular pie choice in Wisconsin? Apple, cherry, or pumpkin? The answer coming up.
Most of it's made by hand. The taste, the flavor. We use real Wisconsin dairy products.
Real dairy products, including free ice cream on your pie and free refills of milk. It's something cafe owner Donnie Stoic likes to brag about.
The horn I like to toot. We do that every day, not just during June.
As we wrap up our celebration of June Dairy Month, did you guess? Cherry pie is the Wisconsin favorite, according to Instacart. Now we want to know yours and who makes it. Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Penny Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flint Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back. I want to hear some more of this. Can you bring that up, Carly?
Good old days, but as times and music change.
So is that what you guys do?
Yeah.
Wow.
But think about, so you got four-part harmony, and harmony is difficult, right, between any two people, and obviously with four people, it's even more difficult, but there is something I want to say, and granted, he was my dad, but that harmony between brothers is just something you just
can't can imagine.
Do between,
wow.
And there's some great, great music out there, but yeah, they were really, really good.
That's cool.
They were, and I as we talked about, you know, when I was a little kid.
So, which part did you play?
Play
or sing? Or yeah, sing? Yeah,
we don't play, John.
Did you have any instruments?
No, okay, it's a cappella. No, okay. That's the beauty
of
barbershop.
No music?
Yeah,
your face is the
Instrument.
Your face is the instrument.
No, no, wow. Yeah, but...
Well, if my face was an instrument, that wouldn't be so good.
Just...
You gotta be honest.
I want to underscore what you just said.
It'd be like a tuba.
Acapella means no music? No, John. I mean, it means no instruments.
Oh, okay, yeah, no instruments.
The music is what they're producing through their voice. So all you need is a pitch pipe. And that, I want to tell you, now, I don't want to sound sexist.
Pitch Perfect?
What's that?
You never watched Pitch Perfect?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that's good.
That's what the Packer players run, right? Bakhtiari and those guys?
Yep.
Josh Sitton,
I
think.
Yeah, they were. Yep.
Yeah. Did you watch that?
No.
Okay.
Well, he's not
that music, though.
17-year-old girl.
So. Yeah, good point.
But I do want to say that that's a little bit of a chick magnet. And I know that maybe doesn't
Binging
sound...
Up, wait. Things I've never heard. Let me just tell you something.
Okay.
I was always looking for those guys at the club.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Laugh all you want. Laugh all you want. I'm telling you.
Hey,
you walk
Amy,
into
what are you doing this weekend?
Okay, John.
I'm going to watch my boyfriend perform in the barbershop quartet. All the other girls are jealous.
No, you don't know what I've got. Yeah, no, I'm just going to
hit. With his cummerbund.
I'm totally.
Then he tosses it up to the ladies. Yeah. They fight over it.
No, I'm totally going to hit on that guy selling those night crawlers. I mean, John.
Oh, wow.
So, John, we walk. You can just, you're at a party and you start breaking out into four-part harmony. People like that.
I don't believe that.
Okay.
I believe people would like that.
And when he was done with that, he busted out his trumpet.
Yeah.
I don't believe being in a barbershop quartet would make you a chick magnet. I'm sorry, and I apologize.
Okay, that is not
the word
me to decide.
Chick, if we're not supposed to use
I know,
that
that's
word
why
anymore,
I felt bad when I
But it's still,
I said
you know, kind of like what people say.
They do.
But and it's just adult, okay? So,
John, you're wrong on that. It's really more the music, the arts. But can you imagine if you're, like, have you been to a party where some guy just starts playing the piano and people?
No. I never have.
Okay. Of course, we didn't have. Come to think of it, we didn't have night crawlers at those parties.
You go to more high class parties than I do. I've never gotten to many parties that had a piano. I'll be honest with you. Right. I'll be totally honest with you. Hey, everybody, how about we play some show tunes? Everybody, gather around.
Leaning on the baby grand piano and with your drink.
Oklahoma. No, don't do that. Not a lot of show choir at my party, so I'll be honest with you.
I guess
just being honest.
And I'll just,
so can you break?
I just want to say not a lot of night crawlers at my party, but
can
go ahead.
You break out a little bit of barbershop quartet by yourself right now,
John? Barbershop is 4-part harmony,
but just do your part.
No,
why?
I'll tell you what. This is what. Yeah, tell you what. I will do. Not now, but probably got to clear it with Sage. But yeah, I'll get three other people here and we'll sing a song.
That would be phenomenal.
But
do you guys have any albums?
No,
I don't know. No. You're on Bob Hope. You're on Lawrence Welk with Bobby and a Sissy.
My dad.
What did he say about Lawrence Welk? I heard he was kind of a nasty guy. I've heard that like he comes off this really goody guy, and then behind the scenes he was pretty tough.
Yeah,
is that true?
I he's not here anymore. He's listening in from heaven. But
what do you think?
Yeah, was I don't he kind think of? Those guys were nice.
Because they said Ed Sullivan was like that too.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah,
that's true.
Okay.
But anyway. They enjoyed that.
Did they hang out?
No, they didn't.
Your dad, Lawrence Welk?
No. Well, Lawrence Welk, yeah, because remember Joe Feeney?
Yeah, of course. I remember Joe Feeney. So I told you, that's the only... If I wanted to watch TV when I was a kid on Saturday nights,
all right.
Lawrence Welk was on. It was on right before Gunsmoke.
Right. So Joe Feeney was kind of friends with theirs. And when I was in high school, I, of course, was in chorus. We had Joe Feeney come to a fundraiser.
Feeney is the guy that did "When Irish Eyes Are Smiling."
That guy had a great,
remember
he's
that?
A great tenor.
I remember that. Yeah. Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Right.
Yeah. Who doesn't? Probably.
Probably Carly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Carly.
Well, we got to hear you. I want you to bring in some other guys.
I will, but Johnny, that's going to be down the road. I might.
Okay.
I'm talking about way down the road. Like
next week.
No, that's not going to happen.
All right.
It's going to take, we got to practice a little bit and maybe, but I will do that. That'll be fun. And
that'll be your Christmas present.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. More Christmas Valentine's.
So, I like it. Yeah. Valentine's, yeah, for the chick thing.
Valentine's, yeah.
Here we go.
It's chick magnet. Okay. I'm telling you, laugh all you want about
this. Here we go.
Okay, well, Amy, you bring in your night crawlers and we'll see who does
You know
better.
What? I will. I was proud of that. I was very proud
what
of that.
What is it, 2 cents you said?
2 cents
worm?
Piece.
Yeah, I can learn that.
Well, all right, whatever. So anyway, Amy, she brought in, I was alluding to this a while back when you started that main thing, clove gum. Have you ever had clove gum?
I have not.
I love it. It's my favorite gum in the world. Ice cubes. Remember the ice cubes?
That I do remember.
We sold these for 5 cents at my brother's gas station. They're now 59 cents.
Yep, 59 cents.
All right. And Zots. apple candies. Remember Zots?
I don't think so.
And then, my favorite thing.
Totally.
The candy cigarettes.
That I remember. Big time.
You know what I used to do with these? And I'm going to do that again today?
Everybody
roll
has.
Them in your sleeve?
Roll them in my sleeve.
Yep. Yeah.
Going to have that part just hanging out right there.
There you go.
Yeah, my man. Look at this.
My son used to put those in his sleeve and go around on his pedal tractor.
Well, the really cool guys would be with the t-shirts. And they would have them right t-shirt. Up here
yep.
on the thing.
Yeah, you roll it.
They'd roll up right on top of the t-shirts. You put
those. What's the name of that super on One Day at a Time?
Oh, with the mustache.
Frank?
No.
Felix.
What is that?
Schneider.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Yo, he should be on instead of you because he knows all these trivia things.
So these candies we have, this and more stuff at the Candy Bar Suamico and the Candy Bar in Bailey's Harbor.
Beautiful.
Are we getting them here downtown?
Yeah. Okay, good. We have some stuff downtown that we'll be bringing.
All right.
Nice.
And you're open for the 4th of July holiday?
Yes, the whole day.
That is going to be a fun day. And actually, as soon as John finishes his night crawlers and all these other things.
Well, then we
Fleetwood
can fish
Mac.
Off the pier.
No, but we're going to we got trivia coming up.
Or off my boat.
And some of the tickets away are the VIP tickets for the fireworks.
Okay.
So Friday's on the Fox. That's tonight. What's it called? What's the event called? Fire Over the Fox. That's what it is. Fire Over the Fox. And it's the fireworks show that starts at 9:45 on July 4th. And there's some great VIP seating. There's seating all throughout the downtown.
That's what we're giving away, right?
Deck, but we're giving away, these are reserved seats. So it's chairs with the backs. And so we're going to be giving, I think, we have eight. Did he give us eight tickets or four?
He offered four, and you said, give me eight.
Well, we're giving away eight, and I'll buy them. We're not going to give away eight tickets. We're going to give away two tickets of two.
Yes.
Okay, so
four tickets of two.
And we got some trivia coming up after the break. But and for those of you who've only been listening the last week.
The name of the contest is It Pays to Listen.
Yes.
And every Friday we're going to have this, and it's going to be one of those things like when you're in school and you had all that stuff, you know, what did we learn during the week? They give you a pop quiz.
Right.
Yes. That's what's going to be.
This isn't a pop quiz, though, because we've already given advance notice.
What was your GPA in high school?
It was good.
I was 2.7.
John, you paid a lot for your car insurance because your car insurance was lower if it was over a B average.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
Oh, that's what we had.
Had I known that,
we would have had to pay the difference.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it still like that?
That. Well, and people say, "Oh, that's not really fair." You know what? It is. Statistically, if your grades are higher, you have fewer accidents.
Now, I never knew that.
Yeah. That's what it was. That's again a growth.
Were you an insurance guy that like knew all these bizarre statistics?
Job?
I don't know. Where's this? How do you know this?
I don't. Doesn't everybody know that?
I had never heard that before.
Is that still a thing? Because I have a son that just started driver's ed.
I would have studied a lot more. I would have gotten
I'm sure
much better
you would have been probably
woodshop.
2.75,
yes,
John.
Absolutely.
You would have just knocked it out of the park.
Right.
No, you have to be a B average, 3.0 or higher to get.
Well, 2.7's a B? Isn't it?
No, it's not.
Isn't it?
So you're not good at math either.
That's why you got a 2.75. No, a B.
I don't think mine was that high.
4.0 is an A, right?
Yeah.
So a 3.0 would be a B. So how could a 2.75
be? I thought it was like 2.75 would be like a B minus.
No, I don't know.
I think so. And then
somehow now kids are graduating with like 4.23.
Yeah, I saw one guy. Yeah, there's this kid who's this is how crazy things have gotten in college sports, okay? There's this kid, he's a sophomore in high school, okay, in Florida. Just accepted a full scholarship to the University of Mississippi, all right? He's only a sophomore at 17. But they said his GPA was like 5.6.
Yeah, but that's...
It's like, how do you get a 5.6 GPA? It's a big story going on in sports right now, like
apparently,
how things are so messed up.
They're taking college courses in high school, and that jumps their GPA above
Okay, but that far up?
I know it's not.
But again, why would you be 17 years old and be a sophomore in high school? So he's going to skip his last 2 years of high school. Isn't that bizarre?
So he's like Doogie Howser.
But they're letting him do it,
sports?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But, I mean, to say you got anything over a 4.0 would be, like, impossible, right?
If that's the absolute
number,
but in our day. But there's other things that go into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But with all that said, those are some pretty smart kids. They are.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. Well, there's a couple kids in Green Bay, and I would send them a note. in my previous job.
When you were mayor? Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't say that. I said previous job. But they scored a perfect ACT.
Really?
Perfect. Like that, wow. That's just a handful of those people.
Would you have your ACT, or do you remember?
I do.
What is it?
I don't think that's important.
I'll write mine down. You tell me yours. I'll write mine down. Just so you know, here, I'll show you mine. That's mine. Okay, what was yours?
I think that was mine, too.
Was it? Okay. Oh, here's mine.
Oh, okay.
Only one point off. 23 and a 24.
Okay, yeah. Maybe mine was like a 19. I don't know. I have to look.
Would have gone to school on a 19, I don't think. But, yeah. Now they've done away with those tests.
ACT?
Yeah.
Have they?
Yeah, for entrance into college now. You don't really
I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I did not know that.
And you could have got in now, John.
Oh, my. Wow.
Yeah, they did.
I actually, you know what? I went to a junior college first. Best thing I ever did in my life. Go to junior college, knock out those.
Where'd you go?
Mesabi Community College in Virginia, Minnesota.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You ever been there, Mr. World Traveler? What, up on the Iron Range?
No, John, I haven't been to every city. I've been to every state.
Well, I'm just
saying. So I didn't go to Wasabi or whatever you just said.
Mesabi.
Okay, no.
Well, yeah, like when he wasn't
not
in Maine.
Not Wasabi.
Yeah. No, I didn't go there. We're going to have someone on here. That education, the junior college or the technical school, we're going to have a guest on here to talk about.
I think they're great.
Oh, my God. They're the best.
I think they are awesome.
I teach at TC. And
you get me into their welding program?
I think I could.
I'm John, serious.
No,
I want to.
Here's where I just.
Right
now, no. I'm going to take that back. I'm throttling back on that. You know what you need to be a good welder?
What?
Something you don't have.
What?
Math.
Really?
Yeah, because a 275, they would ask you that. I think that's one of the questions. Is a 275 a C or a B? And that would kind of knock you out.
You know, I bought a little welder from Harbor Freight.
No, you could get in.
Why do you need math to weld?
Yeah. There's just, you do. You need, welding is not, this thing that you maybe grew up thinking welding is. I mean, there's a lot of science and math to welding. You got to be kind of smart to be a welder. They also make like 80 grand. I mean, and God bless them. They
and there's a shortage of
there
them.
Is. So yeah, no, you have to. A welder is a pretty smart guy or gal.
But anyway, so with my Harbor Freight, the first night I was so excited, I was welding stuff in my garage. And I set my shorts on fire. True story.
Okay, that's reason number
my
two.
My whole crotchal region
is
just burning. And I'm not even kidding about this. I didn't realize you're supposed to wear like a leather vest or leather
underwear
apron or something.
Yeah. Honey, yeah. Who'd you get yourself from our party?
I got scars.
Yeah.
You want to see them?
Oh, my gosh.
John, aren't we going to break pretty soon?
No, pretty quick. Okay. So when we come back.
We're doing the trivia.
We're doing trivia as soon as we come back.
We have to get rid of we have these certificates and these tickets.
Yeah.
And so those of you who are listening.
Both of you.
Right. We're going to talk about the week we had. And as you know, Monday we started off with the mayor and
Tom
some things
Zalaski,
that he said. Tom Zalaski came in.
Of course, Port Authority.
Port Authority
Bill
guy.
Morgan,
that was awesome.
And basketball coach at GB. A
couple questions on our guests. And
but I'm going to throw out the number right now so people can get one on during the break. Okay. 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Give us a call. We've got a little bit of Friday It Pays to Listen trivia VIP tickets.
All right.
To Fire on the Fox. Is that the name of it?
Yes.
Okay.
Here at
Fire on the Fox.
WGBW 97.9, the Talk of Green Bay.
Mind on the Mayor.
Chili dog, outside taste free.
Comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
The
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, BOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO. 608-949-8989. This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear today, with daytime highs approaching 86. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 64. Tonight, partly cloudy. A mix of clouds and sun again. Tomorrow, highs around 83. Upper 70s. Sunday, turning warmer on Monday, with highs in the low 80s. Once again, high of 86 today. Lows level off around 64 tonight. High of 83 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 64.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct
on WGBW.
That, how many do you get right, like, a night?
It all depends. If it's, like, normal people, you know, a fairly good amount. If it's, you know, if it's French literature. From
Those are tough. I mean.
But when they have the champions thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's not just a clue.
And I love when they get the students on there. And
yes. Just to that's see them, a lot just, of fun.
Oh, and they run the board.
I know.
That's that. Yeah.
Can you imagine? What we should do? We should do a trivia contest. A Jeopardy type knockoff. You against me. What do you think?
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I come up with categories.
Sports.
We'll come up with the questions.
NFL quarterbacks from the 1960s.
Right. Yeah. That and
yeah.
Potsies or patsies, whatever.
Pasties.
Pasties.
We're still going to do that.
I know we are. We're going to do that at the homeless shelter, at the community shelter.
Yes.
We are.
Yes.
That's going to be great.
Okay. We got Christy and Amy here. Go ahead and talk about what we got coming up downtown on the city deck.
So good morning. We are going to do a party to celebrate all of our businesses opening the same month. So we have Civic Media, Anchor Coffee, and the Waterfront Market, and City Deck Landing. We will have everything catered in, and we are just working on a date.
By the way, I saw a little thing on Facebook from the young lady from WBAY.
Yes.
She stopped into your place and put a posting. That was very cool.
I remember
Morales.
Her, yes.
Yeah. Yes.
The anchor.
Very cool.
I remember her being in there. She is a doll.
Yeah.
Very sweet.
I think she went to ASU, right? Arizona State? Oh, I think so.
I don't know.
That's where I went.
I just thought, who is
after
this
Masabi.
Very polished, beautiful lady that's in my coffee shop in the morning? And now we know.
There you go. Everybody stop on down. Anchor Coffee right here. Your actual address. We're 401, right?
Yes. 401.
Are you 402?
No, nope, we're all 401.
The whole block is 401.
I'm Suite 109.
And you guys are 111.
Got it. Awesome. Super. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank
all
you.
Right. So we're playing our first round of trivia. Minor and the Mayor trivia.
All right.
Fridays. It's called It Pays to Listen. Who's our first contestant? Good morning.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Can you hear us?
All right. My name is Jason. I'm here to play.
How you doing, Jason?
I'm good. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
That's good. All week? That's great.
All week, every episode.
Yeah. Jason, I got to tell you, the guy who owns the station called and said, hey, look, you guys, you don't have to work on July 4th. And we're like, because we had planned to be here on July 4th. And he goes, no, we're going to use a best of. It's like, well, we've only been on for 2 days.
That might be a stretch.
But now he's got his pick of 5 days. So anyway, thank you for listening, Jason. Jason, What do you want? What are the prizes?
What do you want to give them?
Jason, we got tickets for the fireworks, right? Those are two reserved seats at Light Park. You can sit there and have preferred seating. Or we got a gift certificate at Delilah's. Have you been there? That's that restaurant right next to Angelina's for breakfast.
I have not been to Delilah's, but I do have my heart set on some VIP tickets.
All right,
cool. I have
that's
off on the 4th as well.
Beautiful. All right, good. Good for you. All right, so here we go.
Jason, I know you're big. This has nothing to do with this. I know you're big into wrestling, right?
I actually am, yeah. Wow, okay.
Whatever happened to a couple of guys I used to know pretty well, Mr. Kennedy and Hornswoggle.
I know them both personally. Ken Anderson or Kennedy, who met the mayor and gave the mayor a belt years ago.
Jason, I want to interrupt, but Jason, that is like one of my treasured things. After 16 years, I accumulated a ton of stuff.
I remember that in your office.
It was.
Yeah.
And that, for him to do that, he did. And that, the money's not that, but that was an expensive gift he gave me. And I just really treasure that. And tell me about him quickly.
Is he still in the game?
He is currently running a wrestling school out in Minnesota where he lives and has trained some very well-known wrestlers coming up in like A&E and AEW and TNA and that. He has trained some very good wrestlers.
Is that Vern Gagne's old gym?
No, he started his own.
Okay.
He started his own. Him and his wife are out there in Minnesota training wrestlers. And Hornswoggle runs a very successful wrestling company here in Oshkosh.
Oh, he is still in Oshkosh. Is he still acting at all?
I don't know if he's done a whole lot of acting, but he still takes a lot of indie bookings around the country and still wrestles as Swoggle.
Great. He's a great guy. I did a story
on him
years ago.
Yeah, he is. Great.
And he put on a few venues in Oshkosh, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. He actually took over a wrestling company that I used to own. I sold it to him.
Oh, okay. it was pretty interesting, though, because like one of the guys I was going to do a story on, he like worked for Federal Express during the day, right. And then he's this character wrestler at night.
Awesome.
And I think that was pretty cool.
Remember we were talking?
Yeah. No, I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm glad those guys are both doing well. And that Tommy was just one of the nicest guys.
Yes.
I really enjoyed meeting him, and he was just he was in town. He talked to some of the student groups and was out at the. He wrestled. I think he may have got hurt though, or something. But
he hurt his back or something. Or shoulders.
Yeah. But anyway, great guy. To give him my best, right?
Tell him, both of us. And,
we'll do.
We'd love to give it on.
Yeah, we would. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, if you'd help get on the show, that'd be awesome.
Putting together
okay, we're 2 minutes. Okay, here we go. Okay, are you ready, Jason?
I can arrange that. I have him on Facebook. I'll do that for you.
All right,
thank
you.
That's anytime phenomenal. Great. So here we go. Question number one. One ship that brings in cargo is equivalent to how many trucks that would be bringing in that cargo to Green Bay?
Okay, Jason, before you answer, so Dean Hain was our guest on Wednesday, right?
Port Authority.
Yes, I know that.
He runs the Port Authority, and we talked about how the bridges and how inconvenient it is sometimes for the people when a ship comes in. But then we talked about the upside, the theater, how beautiful it is when a ship comes down the Fox River, and then we talked about the economic impact. So you don't have to get the exact number, but about how many semis are off the streets?
Yeah, he rounded it off anyway.
He did.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And now you hit me with numbers right away. That's great. I'm just going to guess and say 100.
You know what?
Incorrect.
Go take that times 10.
Hang on. They get one freebie.
Okay, a freebie.
Here's
all right,
the second one.
Okay,
ready?
Mulligan.
You got four
Mulligan.
Five.
Okay.
What would my favorite job be based on a TV character from a TV show from the 70s and 80s?
Oh, wow. You are really getting obscure with me here. Trust me, I've listened. Mm-hmm. You sure you don't want to be Schneider from One Day at a Time?
I liked Schneider.
He likes that. That wasn't
I like Schneider. Schneider used to blow dry his tools. Remember that?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Okay,
you'd be a firefighter, though, wouldn't you?
Well, only for ranch houses. I don't like heights.
Oh, yeah. I know you don't like ladders.
Exactly.
I remember all this other stuff, but I don't remember exactly what you
said. For the win. Because we're going to start. You ready?
Yeah, we're going to invent.
Who is the most famous person Tom Zelaski ever dated?
Crystal Gale.
Yes!
Oh, you're right.
There we
go.
Back when she was known as Brenda.
Oh, man, you were listening. There we go.
That's detail. So that's where you get two tickets. Okay.
Our first winner.
All right.
Okay. Jason, these tickets are online now. They're not paper tickets anymore. So
we're
going to put you on hold, and Carly is going to get your information on how to get them, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Awesome. Jason, thank you so much.
Yeah, Jason, thanks for listening. And any ideas for the show, just give us a text or give us a call because, we really want to connect with the community and, kind of entertaining but a little educational as well. So we're going to bring that Tommy on for sure. That guy's great. Anybody else you think of, give us a call because, it's your show and we want to just educate the community. And
absolutely.
Enjoy what we're
having. Think you need to walk a llama across the bridge again. That's what I think.
You know what? I want one. I want a llama. I've always wanted one as a pet. A llama or a goat? I'm serious about this. All right, we got to send a break. Thanks, Jason. Hang on.
Jason, thank you.
My name is Mayor.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Penny Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. AB-